The hailing frequencies are open because this is GHL Extra, and I am Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And you already know that because you're beautiful, sexy patrons. And also, if you listen to the main episode, you might be a Richards.
Oh, my God. If your last name is Richards, email geekusforlesson@gmail.com.
Or if your name is Josh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I told you you couldn't come to the spaghetti dinner with your family. I apologize. I guarantee you we have a Josh.
If your name is Josh, we have several Joshes.
One of my favorite tweets that we get every once in a while is when people will be like, you called out my name or you called out my town and it like spooked me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If your name is Josh, tweet us at GHL Podcast and let us know how we hurt you.
Sure. Okay. Ashley, we're talking about teen superheroes because this is the Young Avengers episode. And we want to talk about, because you have a big old list of teen superheroes.
A list of like 100.
Well, so here's the thing, right? It's very interesting because teen superheroes were a big thing of the Golden Age. Robin and Captain Marvel Jr. and
Wonder Girl
and Aqualad and
Kid
Speedy.
Flash
and, but yeah. And then even Bucky. Mm-hmm. But then when Stan Lee created, with the help of Jack Kirby, the modern Marvel Universe. He kind of said no sidekicks because he thought they were stupid and then he didn't want to do it. And then eventually the you know, new people that have taken over the Marvel legacy have basically said, screw you, Stan. We're putting sidekicks in here.
Yeah.
And now there are, I would argue, almost as many legacy characters in the Marvel universe as there was the DC universe. Because think about all the spider people.
Isn't it arguable that the X-Men from the beginning have been legacy characters because they're all Charles's proteges?
I mean, that might be splitting hairs. I don't know if I would count all the X-Men characters, but you can because there are now legacy Wolverines. Mm-hmm. There are legacy Phoenixes. Mm-hmm. There are, I think the X-Men have developed legacies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking about when one character takes up an alternate role.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is basically what the sidekicks are. And the Young Avengers are all...
Would you consider... the Stepford Cuckoos legacy characters to Emma Frost.
Yes.
They're not called Emma Frost.
But they are basically
her daughters.
Well, they're basically mini-me versions of her.
Yeah.
So yes. I think if you sort of carry the legacy of your mentor on, you are a legacy character.
So are all the Summers children legacy characters?
Yes.
And are all the Wolverines, even the ones not called Wolverines, are all legacy characters.
Yeah, Dakin. Honey Badger and Laura are all legacy Wolverine characters.
Interesting.
100%.
Cool.
And then, every alternate Spider-Man is a legacy of Spider-Man.
Yeah, there's about 85 spiders.
Yes, there are a billion spiders people in the spider universe now, which is weird because, again, he's a loner.
Mm-hmm.
And now he has like duplicates, literally all in New York City. But let's talk about this list because we want to talk about, it's very interesting, these two superheroes. And I guess we could talk about, would we want to see them on a Young Avengers team? Would we want to see them on an Avengers team or something like that? Or should this character even exist?
So should I read these off to you, even the ones I'm pretty sure you don't know? Or do you just want me to go to the ones I think you might know?
Why don't you just go to the ones you think I know or ones you know, and let's do this. And then if we have enough time, we can go through the ones of like, who the hell is that?
There's a lot of those.
Who's your list from, by the way? Can I ask?
comicvine.gamespot.com.
I like Comic Vine. I liked it more when it was not owned by a corporation, but yes.
Enchantress. Apparently there's a teen Enchantress whose name is Lushton.
Oh, and she's just called Enchantress?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That, you know what? That would be an interesting character to put on the Young Avengers
in
specifically.
In place of Loki?
Yeah, because think about it. That would be the Thor analog.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
okay.
That's interesting.
Hulkling.
Well, yeah, we know about
Kate
Hulkling.
Bishop, yep. Loki. I hate Teen Loki. Miss America, Novar.
Do you like Kid Loki over Teen Loki?
I like Kid Loki and Journey into Mystery. What they did with Journey into
Mystery.
Which
was Kieran Gillen, right?
Which was Kieran Gillen.
Yeah.
As an exploration of grief and as an opportunity to redefine Loki from being the mustache twirling villain that he's been for like 50 years up to that point, I thought was really interesting.
Can I ask you, it's funny, I was thinking about this while you were talking about during the main podcast, that when I think about the last 10 years of Loki and all the alternate Lokis they've done in the last 10 years, to me, it makes total sense that they made that show about variants of Loki now.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, oh, that's why they did that.
They're trying to have their Tumblr and eat it too.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, for sure. Do you know who Ember is?
No, who's Ember?
I don't know. He's like a dude with a fire on his head. He looks like Firestorm.
Is it spelled like Ember?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to Google and figure out who that person is.
Apparently, there's a Teen Marvel hero called Batwing who's just a dude with fleshy wings.
What? Are you serious?
And there's also one called Butterball who's a chubby kid in kind of a original Bucky, like kid Bucky costume.
Ember Quaid is now called Emulator. Apparently, it was an AIM. Oh, they're an Inhuman.
Do you know who Hazmat is? The X-Men? The little girl in the hazmat suit? Because she poisoned?
I loosely know of her, but she's kind of a sad character, so I don't really want her in anything. Because she's kind of like, she's kind of a rogue, where like she can't go outside her suit or else,
yeah,
you know, she burns everything alive.
I will tell you, I'm like at number 30. I don't know who most of these people are.
Okay.
Do you know who Spider-Girl at Justice Corazon is? She's got brown hair.
So.
And like a black suit.
Is, that's not Ariana?
Let me open the link in the new tab. It just says Corazon.
Because if so, that's the John Byrne character that he introduced.
Anya Sofia Corazon is a 17-year-old superhero. It doesn't say who she was created by. Who originally went by Aranya.
Aranya,
yes. Yeah. I think it means spider in
that's
Spanish.
A John Byrne character. She's okay. She's not great, though.
Man, these characters got dumb names. X-23. You know who X-23 is.
Yep. Laura, the second Wolverine.
Yeah. Do you like her on the X-Men, or do you think there's another place for her?
You know, to be honest with you, she should be on the Young Avengers. She should play that. She would be a very good fit, and it would sort of allow the Young Avengers to have the new Avengers vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. She's in Ben Percy's second arc of Wolverine. Like, mm-hmm. There's a scene where they like it's him, Honey Badger, and Dakin, and they all or is it Dawkin? I don't know. Weedler, is it Dawkin? Who cares? I don't like that character.
I don't either.
They all like, it's all the children of Wolverine sort of team up to hunt Omega Red.
That's cool. Yeah. What about Nico Minoru?
Oh, is she the runaway?
Yeah, she's the witch.
I don't like her, Ashley.
You're
I know you like her. I don't like her.
Do you
her.
Like any of the runaways?
I like...
like, honestly?
Who is... I like Victor La Mancha.
Not an original runaway. Also, yeah, a true. Villain of the series.
Yeah, I like him. and I like who's the main kid?
Alex.
I like Alex.
Yeah, Alex is great.
Other than that, I don't like the Runaways.
I love Molly, the little girl who's really strong. I think she's really cool. I seriously don't know who most of these characters. I mean, like, props to whoever put this list together.
Sure.
Who's Miss Fantastics with an X?
I don't know who is Miss Fantastics with an X. I need to know.
A new Miss America and member of the Pennsylvania Libertines. She was part of the Avengers Initiative. After founding the Fantastics, she changed her name to Miss Fantastics.
Oh, I know.
Dan Slott character.
She is a Dan Slott character that he introduced in the Avengers Initiative. And, you know, recently the Fantastic Four a couple years ago came back from the multiverse. Like, they were out of Marvel continuity
yes,
for a couple years.
Yeah.
When they came back, there was a corporate team living in the Baxter building called the Fantastics, and she was on it.
There's a character.
She's cool.
Who is in a red and gold spider suit with golden, like, Iron Man arms coming out the back, and his name is just Patrick.
What?
Patrick was cloned from the body of Michael Van Patrick of the Initiative after his death and is one of the Initiative's Scarlet Spiders. He is the last surviving Scarlet Spider.
Oh, yeah.
He's got Super Soldier Serum. So also a Dan Slott creation.
During the Avengers Initiative, they had a bunch of characters wear the Iron Spider suit with the because it was Tony Stark properties, and he's one of those people.
This dude has a shovel and is called Excavator.
Yeah.
Man. Teen superheroes in the Marvel universe are like really weird.
It's like the shoveler of it's like the shoveler at Mystery Men.
There's
where it's William H. Macy.
There's a lot of girls whose boobs are like way out of control for being actual children. How about Shuri? How do we feel about Shuri?
She's okay in the comics.
What about here's some good ones. What about Artie and Leech? My favorite Superboys.
I'm not big fans of them. I kind of like them in the X-Men world, really, to be honest with you.
More than the FF?
I do. I don't really like them in the FF world. I've never been a big fan of them with Franklin.
What about Bentley 23?
I don't like Bentley 23.
I love all the weirdos from the...
Spoilers, he's no longer with the Fantastic Four. That just happened in the issue of Fantastic Four I read this week.
What about Sweet Baby Angel Luna?
Who's Luna?
The Inhuman?
Oh, you mean Quicksilver's kid?
Yeah.
I like Luna.
She's beautiful.
To be honest with you, and I don't think they'll ever do it, but I kind of think that I think Luna should marry Franklin. I think that's
really
his, that because I've always felt that
I believe she's much younger than him in the current continuity.
Well, yeah, but they grow up. But I kind of feel like they're the children of the two giant families.
Yeah.
And then I've always like if I were to work out the Fantastic Four, and I love the so I think Franklin marries Luna mm-hmm. and like unites the Fantastic Four to the Inhumans forever
mm-hmm.
Because they are Fantastic Four characters and they are cool. I don't care what that terrible series did to them, but. Also, I don't know who, but I think if I were to put Valeria with somebody, mm-hmm. Valeria marries a villain.
If I were writing Valeria as an adult, I mm-hmm. would make her queer, I think.
Oh, interesting.
I'd give her a nice girlfriend.
I'd still put her with a villain.
Yeah.
Because of all
because of all her ties to Doom.
Because she calls Doom her uncle.
Uncle Doom. There's an issue of Fantastic Four where she's like, I want ice cream. And he's like, Doom requests strawberry ice cream.
That's right. Yeah. And she still talks to Doom and stuff like that. Yeah. The most recent issue of Fantastic Four, Bentley 23 created this whole, it's the idea.
I mean, he's a villain.
He sort of graduated.
Mm-hmm.
He created this whole ruse that he didn't tell Reed about to basically emancipate him as a solo person.
I also want to say that there's no X characters on this list and there's no Spider characters on this list. Like no one put Cindy Moon on it. Okay. But I think we covered some interesting ground. More legacy characters, I think, is ultimately where we come out.
Oh, did we already pull out some people that you you didn't know?
Oh, I got hundreds of people on this list.
Throw out a couple you don't know.
I didn't know. How about Anachronism?
What?
So
I can't. They actually called a character Anachronism.
He looks like Conan the Barbarian. Anachronism is a student at the Braddock Academy. He's one of the teen heroes kidnapped by Arcade in Avengers Arena.
Okay.
I mean, I read Avengers Arena. There's one called Coat of Arms, who's a girl with a sword.
Look, there's sometimes there's just too many characters, man.
There's a girl with big boobies called Mortar.
A girl with big boobies.
There's a green guy called The Superior.
Mm-hmm.
There's a girl with a big booty called Finesse.
Okay, Finesse.
Finesse. There's a red girl with pointy fingers called Hollow. There's a blonde girl with almost no clothing on called Julie Power.
Julie Power. Da-da-da-da-da. I'll find you a house in whatever neighborhood you like. Julie Power.
There's a dude with chains and a
Spawn?
Like a giant hammer called Kevin Masterson.
Kevin Masterson, that's actually his real name.
Obviously.
He's Thunderstrike.
Oh, okay.
He's the ponytailed like 90s yes. legacy Thor.
Yeah.
Who now wears like a dungaree vest.
Yes. There's a guy who kind of looks like a spider and kind of looks like Freakazoid called Ricochet.
Ashley, we've talked about Ricochet.
Yeah, he's one of those weird
spider
guys.
He's the slingers.
Yeah.
He's the slingers. He's one of the fake identities created by Peter Parker.
Yeah, there you go.
I would do anything to bring the slingers back, man.
I believe you said that in our episode.
Mm-hmm.
There's a character to knock off Fantastic Four costume called Jack Power.
Jack Power.
Jack Power. There's also
Power.
A girl named Katie Power.
Katie Power. She's the brother or sister of Jack. That's as far as
there's a blonde Jupiter Jet called Cloud Nine.
Okay, let me call my lawyer.
Yeah, and then there's just like, they only have two runaways on this list. They only have Chase and Nico. They don't have anyone else. They don't have Alex on here. They don't have Carolina. They don't have Molly. There's a girl called Gorilla Girl who's got her arms crossed.
All right, so let me ask you a question that has nothing to do with any of these superheroes on here. Would you bring back the original seven member Young Avengers and put them in a title in Marvel right now if you had the shot?
I would, and I would add I would keep America Chavez on the team as well.
Oh yeah. Was she created for that book?
She was. I don't know if they created her.
Let's find out.
Let me Google it
real quick,
it.
Please.
But that was where I first met her. We haven't done a lesson on her, so you will forgive me. No, she was created by Joe Casey and Nick Dragota in Vengeance Number One.
Don't know what that is.
From 2011.
Joe Casey, though. Interesting.
So, but that, I know that's where a lot of people first encountered her, and that's where she came to prominence. Because for a long time, so back in the day, we used to say that we wanted an animated Young Avengers in the style of Big Hero 6, but we wanted to add Kamala Khan
mm-hmm.
to the series. I think just because of how they're positioning her, they're not going to put her on the team.
Yeah.
So I would say that's why I would put Miss America on there instead. And then I like the idea of having like a muscle bound character who's a woman. And then it's also kind of nice because then you have multiple queer characters. Mm. So it's kind of your socially progressive team in a way that not all other superhero teams are doing that. Like X-Men's not always as progressive as it is for what it's supposed to stand for, you know, or the myth of what we've been told X-Men is supposed to stand for.
Yes, correct. All right, so, well, cool. Well, that's all we got there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your support, everybody. That's why we got to talk about teen heroes in the Marvel Universe. So thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate it, patrons. I'm Jay Zinnemann.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, super friends.
Bye.